Hi, I am Harriana Hook, and welcome to the Memoir of a Descendant Stan. As you guys know, we always start every podcast off with a Descendant's quote. The Descendant's quote of the day is, good is the new bad. Hey y'all, so today I have a special guest with me. Say hey.
Yo.
He's actually here in person today. Yeah, as you guys watched one of my last podcasts, not watch, listen to my last podcast where we were just talking a lot about race and whatnot. This is my best friend, Saya.
Hey!
Yeah, our friendship is actually based on descendants. He's one of like the few people IRL that I can talk to about it in real life. And basically today, I know you guys want me to talk about more descendants content on this podcast. The main reason we talk about other things is because I want to give something to people that don't care too much for descendants. But today we talk about descendants. Two specifically, we're going to be talking about why the second movie was just so terrible. Now,
should I start?
Hold on. Let me break now. So basically, when we went back to school, the first Descendants was out, and then it was like weeks later they said they were making a second one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's when we were excited talking about the second one, and we just started making up mind you that we were like 15 and 16 years old when this happened. We started making up our own ideas about what the second movie can be like.
And they took them.
Okay, we made up our own characters for like Descendants 2, and please tell me why Disney had those exact, like, it wasn't the exact name of the characters, but they had the similarities of in Wicked World and Descendants 2. So we felt like we got played.
The thing is, Ursula's daughter was gonna be the main character. We were gonna make our own little version, but it was like a black version basically.
Yeah.
That we were gonna put on for our drama department. So I designed the characters. I drew them. I had the Queen of Hearts. I had Ursula's daughter, the Queen of Hearts' son, Captain Hook's daughter, or was it son?
Either way, they stole it.
And then I had Dr. Facilier's daughter. So I was like,
we got played twice with that.
Wow. So they took Dr. Facilier, and I was like, okay, cool. Let's replace him with Kovu, and then they took Captain Hook, and then I find out that they made Ursula the main villain.
I was so angry. I think you were more mad about Ursula. I was more mad about Captain Hook, because I love me some Captain Hook. Like,
either way it goes,
I was because
they put Captain Hook's daughter in Wicked World.
Yeah,
and then they changed it in Descendants 2.
The thing about that is that they made her so irredeemable. Like, it was so annoying. I don't like what they did to CJ. I love CJ, but she's horrible. Like, she's terrible. She's the problem child out of the Hook siblings.
I just wish they would. What they could have really done is made Lauren McLean as Dr. Facilier's daughter, because they she went to some party. And she, I guess China couldn't make it, or they were saying that she needed to be Uma.
The reason why Lauren ended up being Freddy is because China got the role of Uma, and they said it wouldn't be right for China to be voicing a different character when she's playing another one on screen. So I understand why they had Lauren be Freddy, because they're like, you know, they have similar voices, so it makes sense.
Would have been nice if, you know, Lauren got to sing as Freddy, because they did make songs.
Lauren did sing.
She didn't sing.
Oh, she sung it. I'd Rather Be With You. It's a really cute kitty song. It's like a sleepover song. Lauren did sing briefly in that song. She didn't sing that much though. Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I hate the fact that I'm a Descendants super fan, so I know everything. Sadly,
it just would have been nice.
It would have been nice.
But let's get to
moving on.
Let's go from top to
this
bottom.
You want to know what I realized? Like, I start having, we just had so much high expectations for Descendants 2 because we loved the first one so much. We should have kept our expectations lower, but no, not even like lowering our expectations, because the movie ended up being a disaster. We're not getting into 3 right now. We're talking strictly about 2.
The last song of Descendants 2, it was not it didn't work.
You know, I have not watched Descendants 2 since the night it premiered. I legit, me and my sister.
The only song that we like is Space Between.
Oh yeah, y'all, my sister's literally sitting next to me quietly while we're doing this, and I'm telling you, we look, you don't have to say nothing, Rosetta. We, like, after, I love Space Between, that's our song, but after, like, Descendants 2 went off, we, like, looked at each other for, like, a good 30 seconds, and it was, like, big disappointment on our face. We were like, what was that? Anyway, but moving on to where we started, where we could have picked up some red flags about when it was going downhill, wiping out. When we saw Cameron Boyce's hair, and literally, if I feel so bad because I was the person that started pointing out how bad that wig was they put on to him. The bang! I'm mad because as soon as I was the person that started pointing out how horrible that wig on his head was, everybody else started talking about it. And I think he eventually did find out about people saying the wig was bad. And I was just like, I feel so bad. Because nobody was saying anything until I said it. And then next thing you know, everybody started talking about how bad the wig was.
The only part that I like truly like is when Mulan's daughter becomes the new captain of the the fencing team.
Rosetta hates Lonnie.
I don't get why. I mean, I kind of do, but I also...
I hate Jane. I can't... I think, like, I hate Mal, but, like, Jane is, like, a different type of thing. Anyway,
you...
we'll get into moving on to where the movie actually came out. Is that... We're going to get back into that, Saya, though. Like, sorry if it's not like I was cutting you off, but it's just, like...
It's okay.
I just... When we actually watched the movie... First of all, the opening number made no sense because it didn't even happen. Like, I was just confused because you remember
it was the original, it was like the original costumes, but like the hair quality was not good.
What are you talking about?
Like, you saw the wigs.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, thinking about the song, we got all the voices.
I hate that song. I cannot stand that song. What's My Name is the superior Descendant song.
Like, Rotten to the Core, like, okay, that's an incomparable song to me.
I ain't gonna lie, Rotten to the Core did not age well.
To you.
No.
If to you, you.
I don't know. To me. To me.
To you.
I don't know why. I can't listen to that song no more. I have to watch the actual scene.
I love both versions.
To be honest, I can't even watch the sentence anymore because every time I see Cameron now, I get sad. So, I read the books and I read fan fiction. That's how I get my Descendants void. But the opening number made no freaking sense whatsoever. I was like, what was the purpose of that? And then Mal,
like, a fever dream.
Exactly. And then Mal was like, Mal and Ben have a really toxic relationship. Like, all they did was freaking fight that whole movie. I was so over it. I was just like, no. And one thing,
but Ben tried to make her conform to the Orondon reality, so that's really on him.
Okay, they both was wrong, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess.
Communication. Like, I don't, to be honest, I don't like Ben. No, when I found out the real reason why Ben did, why he bought, do you know the reason why?
Why?
Why on... the villain kids were brought to Orinon. Ben had a dream about a girl with purple hair that lived on the Isle. That's why he brought them over. He didn't care about them villain kids living in poverty.
So, you try to mask his intentions or something like that?
Yeah, that's
but
why.
The first movie, like, it was so cute.
It's
to me.
So incompare. You know, you do not compete where you don't compare. That's the sentence one of just the last two movies. Moving on from that, it's just Mal's character was, like, completely changed. Like, in the first movie, I understand, like, what she went through. But in the second movie, it's like she became more irritating. And, like, she turned into, like, this really selfish person. And that was my main issue with her. Like, I could see why Uma wanted to light her up. I was rooting for Uma to win that whole movie.
I feel like she could have gone about it better. But, however, that's just up to bad writing.
Oh, this movie had very bad writing because it's like they were trying to have too many side plots going on. It's like they were trying to give everybody a love story and it was not working. Like, can we please talk about this Janglos thing, please?
I mean,
it made me, it was so bad. Like, we were talking about, like, another reason why I have Jane. A lot of people say they don't like Jane because she ruined J-Lo's.
we just want the gay love, honestly. We don't care nothing about this. Like, it's Disney.
Kids
Disney
don't
is
care.
Probably like
kids
the gayest franchise
care.
Ever. And you got the nerve to make him go out with
you know, the cast was aware of it and they like played along with it too. That's why everything was just so like, they knew what the fans wanted, but you know, Disney, the writing, well, they disrespected the mess out of Melissa De La Cruz, and the lady who wrote the books, because they weren't even following the books.
It would have made sense if he would have gone with Carlos, if Jay would have just gone with Carlos, because every time he tries to flirt with the lady, he fails.
He get curved.
So
he gets curved.
It just would have made sense for him to just go for Carlos.
That was funny when he was trying to flirt with Audrey, and she just laughed at him. She was like, anyway, but like Carlos and Jane, it was like people were talking about. I hate this ship so much and whatnot. And it's like, it's not that I necessarily hate it. It's like if it were done right, I wouldn't have so much. It's like they had no chemistry whatsoever. In the first movie, there was nothing there that gave us an idea that they were going to get together. Like, you can't just throw things in there at the last minute. Like, we didn't see what was going on between those. That, okay, Descendants 2 takes place 6 months after the first Descendants. We didn't see none of the mess that was going on. And you know people don't like to read. So, mm-hmm. you know, the Rise of the Isle of the Lost and Return to the Isle of the Lost take mm-hmm. place in between that time period. I read both. They're better than the movies.
And wasn't Evie the, like, main character of the second one, though? Like, the focus was primarily on her, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, why didn't they...
Sophia Carson deserved better from this freaking franchise. Evie deserved better writing, because I don't like how... One thing about Descendants 2, it's just like... Descendants 2 is when everything started going wrong with this franchise. Evie was, like, resorted to, like, male savior. And one thing I don't like about a lot of shows is that they always got the girl of color to be, like, there to support the white girl through all her problems. That was my main issue with what they did to Evie.
Or to be the villain.
Exactly. Yeah. That's another issue with the misogyny war
not
of
even,
Disney's
not even, not even just Descendants, just Disney in general.
Yeah. You guys, y'all need to make sure y'all watch my recent video. It's not recent. It's like weeks ago. Called The Misogyny War of Disney's Descendants, because it's a lot. Where you realize all the black girls in here are portrayed to be bad in some kind of way. Anyway, moving on. So where we was talking about J-Lo's, it was bad. It was just bad writing. This whole movie was just bad writing. Why was Chad there?
He really served no purpose in the first one.
He did not. No, he did serve purpose in the first one, because he was there to show that, like, no matter where you come from, you can still be a horrible person.
I mean, yeah, but yeah. That was... Mm, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but in the
Audrey
second movie,
also served that purpose. But she's a black girl, so
yeah. But she was Vince's girlfriend. She was Vince's girlfriend.
They didn't have to do that to her.
To be honest, that book is weird, because the first book actually revealed that Ben didn't like Audrey. It's so sad, and he didn't have the balls to tell her. I feel so bad. It's like the more I learn about Audrey, the more sad I get for her. Like. This is Descendants 3, but like, Audrey was so depressed because of what Ben did to her that she didn't even get to graduate high school on time. That is so horrible. Now we're moving on to the C3. You know, Harry, Gil, Uma, literally the only good, bearable things about this movie, by the way. They're the only good things about this movie. It's like all the energy they gave towards the core four in the first movie, they gave it to the C3. The best part of the movie, hands down, chef kiss, the highlight of this movie. How do you feel about the C3?
What was the highlight of this movie?
Harry, Gil, and Uma.
Oh, yes. Honestly, why can Uma really ate, like, Mal like,
let's
when
get
it came
this party
to the...
started. Mal could not freaking rap. That song is horrible.
She...
You broke his phone with finger bite.
And, till the night falls. Like,
I'll tell you,
the little snake charmer move she was doing.
Somebody put that on TikTok.
I wish freaking podcasts were visible, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
I'm mad because every time I see that part from Night Falls, because somebody put the Rashida song over it, put them on, like, want to marry me. But somebody put that over it, so I'm just like, that's Descendants 3. We're strictly talking about Descendants 2, though. But she ate her up on it's going down regardless. So overall, it's like they were the only good thing about that movie. And then I feel like when they left the aisle and went back to Auradon, that's when it just, I was like, no, stop it right here. No, when Ben showed up with Uma at the dance. I was like, if the movie ended right there, this would have made up for all the bad stuff that happened in this movie so far. Because it's like I said, the movie was really all over the place, and they were trying to do too much at one time.
They really didn't even have to make her a bad guy. They could have, the right way to end the movie would have been to have Uma walk out, and Ben could have been like, I'm officially declaring the Isle of the Lost and the union between the Ordon finally joined. Like,
oh, my sister, that would have been the right way to do it. Go ahead.
The movie should have stopped right there. I always say this. The movie would have, like, that, if the movie ended right there, it would have made up for how terrible the rest of it was. Because I'm telling you, like, when me and Nicole watched it, it was like, oh, okay, it's getting good.
It's finally getting good.
And then we were like, oh.
I was really...
And then they made him roar for no reason.
It was so weird.
I got so uncomfortable anytime Ben roared.
Like, I was about to say, I know y'all not about to make him turn into... Y'all got talking dogs. This girl gonna turn into a dragon. Uma's an octopus. Like,
y'all, we forgot to mention the talking dog. Oh, I literally walked out the room. I was like, I hate this. I can't. Y'all doing too much. Y'all are doing too much. Like, people were so angry with me when I posted my review on my YouTube channel about Descendants 2 because... I was going off about the talking dog. Everybody commented talking about they, okay, they were like, so we're not alone, that no one likes the freaking talking dog. No one likes that. What was the purpose of the dog talking? Like, this is not Air Bud. This is not Beethoven. This is not Snow Buddy. Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua, I was about to say that.
Beverly Hills, and I love Beverly Hills Chihuahua, don't get me wrong, but this is Descendants. What was the purpose of the dog talking? Like, I feel like they only had the dog talk so they could give Carlos something to do. And what I don't like what this movie did to Carlos's character. It's like, they just gave him the weakest...
They really didn't give him much.
They gave him the weakest storyline. They gave him a little relationship that had no freaking chemistry, and then they pair him up with a talking dog. He deserves so much better. Like, Cameron deserves better.
Could have just been J-Lo's. I'm just saying. Same. If it would have went that way, it would have been so much better.
It was just, like, so much. Like, the thing about Descendants 2 is that overall, it's not... Not everything in this movie is bad. It's just the bad outweighed the good for me. Like, I did not like that last song at the end.
I didn't either. Like, but then they made the ship... They made, like, water choreography for... What?
They look so nasty dancing around in that freaking water. I was like, y'all look like y'all stink.
And then
right
it's
now.
The fact that every single one of the main characters had dancing experience except for Matt.
We don't speak of Miss Bird. Oh, we don't. Oh my gosh, it's a mess. And have you noticed? Kenny Ortega's choreography looks the same. All his choreography looks the freaking same. I'm bored with it.
Like, I like the end song. I like Set It Off. Set It Off is like our song. But
the thing is weird, because when I listen to the Descendants 2 soundtrack, I don't listen to Ways to Be Wicked, and I don't listen to that last song. I don't even remember what the last song was called. I ignore it
it starts with You and Me or something.
I think it is You and Me.
But I didn't like it. I really did not like it.
I did not like it. I didn't like that scene in general. It was too much going on. That's exactly what this movie was. Y'all doing too much. Y'all are doing too much. It's like, minimalism does not equal boring. The thing about the first movie is that the reason what made it so great is because it wasn't trying to be anything like else. Like, it was just like its own thing. Everybody, they gave each character enough, like, time so where we actually got to know them and we actually got to see their characters. But with this movie, it's like, they were trying so hard to outdo the first movie. And then they introduced a whole bunch of new characters and they disregarded the other ones and gave them weak storylines. I was just not here for it. I was done. How do you feel about that?
I feel like, one more thing. I feel like Evil Like Me... I feel like Chilling Like a Villain can never compare to Evil Like Me, because that's low-key what they tried to do.
I love both personally, but like, Evil Like Me is like a Broadway type song,
but it's also like trying to get the other person to fit into like the evil agenda.
Oh, I love Evil Like Me.
Like, it kind of like to the climax, so like the middle of the movie. That's where it leads up to. I feel like they tried to, like, let's put it in the same little section. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then once it reached the climax, it was basically useless.
But What's My Name is one of, like, the best villain songs ever. Period. Miss China and McClane did what she had to do. Mr. Thomas Doherty did what he had to do on that song.
What, like, they should have included Poor Unfortunate Souls in the movie as well.
I thought it was gonna be in the movie and then it wasn't, and then I was like, okay, let me just go listen to the soundtrack again. Also, another good thing about Descendants 2, Huma, Harry and Uma's relationship, great. I'm so mad that Disney did nothing with that.
You know what would have really been good? If they would have ended the movie right where we said it would end. Like, Uma walks out, they make the union between Isle of the Lost and Ordon, and then they made Kiss the Girl, because
I love Kiss the Girl.
Ben and Mal have never kissed, and China and Evie and Mal would have been singing along together. Why have that song on the soundtrack if you were never going to use it?
Everybody was singing Kiss the Girl. Like, I looked, like, at the credits. All the whole cast is singing Kiss the Girl.
I know, like, but at the same time, they should have included it in the movie.
Yeah, that's, they should have. Also, another bad thing about Descendants 2 is that this is the first time we ever really... We got the fandom started being freaking racist once Descendants 2 came out, and I was not here for this mess. Because it was so weird, because you know when Uma was introduced, mm-hmm. and everybody was going off on her for all the wrong that she did. But I was like, hey, Mal literally did the same thing. Why y'all not going off on her about that? And then also, they were trying to push that whole narrative about Mal dating Harry, and I was just not here for that mess. I was like, no, Harry loves Uma. They did not have anything. If y'all read the book, y'all would freaking know that. Don't listen to Dove about what she got to say about that, because it wasn't true. It's obvious that she didn't read the book.
Is she still dating him?
Yeah.
Thomas?
Yeah. I don't check for her, but when he posts her, like, on Instagram, I see. I don't follow her no more, but I still follow him. Because I actually like him as an actor, though. And he's freaking Harry Hook. We're not talking about that now. That's enough. We can't say that on the podcast. But it's just like, people, it's so weird. The fandom is so freaking weird, because it's like, anytime something had to do with Harry Hook, they were trying to exclude Uma out of it. And it was just like, y'all are racist. Okay, goodbye. I'm uncomfortable.
The first Descendants was really just like the cream of the crop.
It is. Like, and we were talking about, we honestly felt like they should have just stopped right there. The thing about the second movie is that they also rushed into it. It felt like it was really like they rushed into making it.
Maybe that's why they didn't make a second Lemonade. Off topic. Maybe that's why they didn't make a second Lemonade Mouth. I don't think you like Lemonade Mouth, but...
I never watched it.
I think you should watch it, but
no, because honestly, I don't like Adam Hicks. That's why I didn't watch it.
Well, that would make sense. However,
it makes sense.
I feel like they didn't make a second Lemonade for that very reason, because they would just make unnecessary drama for no reason, when all the goodness would have just been soaked out from the first movie, and everybody would have just been like, dang.
That's literally Descendants 2.
Cannot compare.
You cannot compete where you don't compare Descendants 2. You're not a good movie, okay? You're beautiful to look at. You have a very nice aesthetic.
I love
okay?
the bang.
The bang.
I love Miles Bang.
The bang.
That was really one of my favorite styles that she had.
Evie's wig makes me so sad.
The side part was just the edges. The side part was I loved that.
Carlos's weave overall is just, it gets worse.
And Jay basically just stayed in the same costume.
Jay had no character development whatsoever. Like, they Boo Boo Stewart is too talented.
He gave up his captain spot, and that was it.
Boo Boo Stewart is too talented for y'all to have done his character like this. Same with Cameron Boyce, and same with Sophia freaking Carson, because I don't like how y'all turned her into the girl that just got to the little girl of color that got to help her white friend with her mess. I don't like how y'all did that to her. And it's so annoying, because, like, with Evie, I love Evie so much. Like, Evie reminds me of myself a lot. That's probably why I go so hard for her. But it's like, anytime Evie was doing something that focused on herself, she had to stop because she had to go clean up Mal's mess. And I did not like that. I was like, no, girl, focus on you. Because in the end, Mal never cared about Evie. Like, I really need y'all to read the first book of the Descendants.
Oh, yeah,
it's called The
Owl
of the Lost. She used to bully her. Like, she threw her in a freaking closet. Like, with a whole bunch of scary stuff. Like, she literally threw a party so she could bully Evie. And she bullied Carlos into throwing the party. Y'all need to read the first book, okay?
She's She is awful.
I honestly think the first book is the best thing out of all the Descendants stuff. Has it been so- Repeat the Descendants quote of the day. Good is the new bad. Now, before we log off, do you have any final thoughts about why Descendants 2 was the disaster that it was? Either of you? I'm off to listening.
Who was it written by? Because the...
I think the same people who wrote the first one wrote the second one.
They had to be on... something. They had to be on something. like they was probably just like, let's just add some action and unnecessary drama just to spice it up, and it just didn't.
That truth gummy scene, I hate that scene so much. Where Carlos was like, let's have girl talk.
You know what? Actually, you know what though? Uma's explanation as to why like she's so mad, that was actually a quality scene. The other...
Oh, when you read the book, they go even way more detail about that. Mal was horrible to her because she literally was like, "How like it's this?" I said this like when the second movie came out. I was like, "How would you feel if there's like a good opportunity at your school and the kid who did the worst on the test, while everybody was equal to take the test, but the kid who did the worst was the one that got the opportunity? Like, it's not fair. It's not fair how Mal got it, but she was a horrible person to every single person on that aisle. Like, Uma ended up being like the savior for everybody on that aisle, and Uma deserved better. Any more last? My last remark about Descendants 2 is that, like I keep saying, you don't compete where you don't compare. It was trying too hard to be better than the first movie, which resulted in it having bad writing and horrible wigs. Why were the wigs so bad? Like, we just need to make a whole episode about why the wigs were just terrible.
You good? I feel like black women designed the first movies, and then they had just white women came along. No shade to white women. We love y'all. Just saying. It did not work.
It was not working. Then I don't understand, why were those wigs so bad?
They had Uma all right though. I'm not gonna dispute that. They did what they were supposed to do for Uma. However, it was not working out.
I think the reason why is because she had braids on like the front part and then the rest of the wig.
And on top of that, Mal had bangs. Why was Jane? See that lace.
Why was Jane there? The nerve of y'all bringing Jane back but not Audrey disgusts me. Like,
but yeah. So, is this a wrap?
Yeah, you want to say bye?
Bye, everyone. This was fun ranting about.
Was gonna say bye.
Disney movies.
I'm coming to do bye.
She just said something to do. Okay. I am Harriana Hook, and thank you for listening to the Memoir of a Descendant Stan.